the Joel E. Ferris Perennial Gardens. With your back to the basalt building, look north. You are looking at the bulk of the zoo area. The small animal cages which housed the skunk, coyote, bobcats, and many more small animals lined the area of the present rock gardens to your left, bordering the Rose Garden. Many of the basalt buildings in the park are what remain of the zoo. Other basalt buildings have been built to replicate what was once here. The zoo was part of Manitou Park from 1905 to 1932. The 1913 Olmsted Park Report recommended that the zoo close due to insufficient space. People love the zoo. Aubrey L. White wrote letters to the Senator Miles Poindexter requesting animals for the zoo from the Yellowstone National Park. In 1915, the city of Portland donated 2 buffalo and 1 Japanese deer. The March 1917 Park Board minutes state that any animals that die in the zoo should be stuffed and given to the city museum without cost to the city. The Perennial Gardens were created by John W. Duncan in 1940 and named for Joel E. Ferris in the 1960s because he was a former park board member and civic leader. Anytime you walk through the Perennial Gardens, there'll be something either growing or blooming.